We're recording.
All right. I would like to call to order the monthly meeting of the Arizona Board of Athletic Training on January 14th, 2019 at 9:30 a.m. Roll call, Eric Fries, Bart Peterson.
Here. Oh,
excuse me, here. Peterson here. Chuck Boffman.
Here.
Jennifer Fadley.
Here.
And obviously Cheryl Ingram is absent. Karen Whiteford.
Here.
Amber Jones.
Here.
And Sabrina Kahn is obviously not here as well. Okay. Any declaration of conflicts of interest for anyone? Hearing none, we will move on to number four. Let's discuss, amend, and approval of the minutes. Would entertain a motion to approve the minutes from the December 3rd, 2018 meeting.
I have a question regarding a couple of sections first.
Yes.
First is the call to order, with the times not being the same.
Oh. Okay. I will have to listen to the recording.
And then section B, we talked about having two executive session meeting minutes, and one was to be included in this month's agenda for approval.
For which item?
Letter B.
4A, 4B.
4B. We talked about having two executive session meeting minutes, but only one was on the agenda. There's going to be another one placed on this month's agenda?
For October.
Okay, so it sounds like I need to just redo these minutes and bring them back next month. Okay. Okay, so now we'll table that until next month.
Okay. All right, number five, review future board meeting schedule. Everybody all right with that? Next two are...
Except for the 12 a.m. call time.
Except for the 12 a.m. call time, yes.
I'm sorry?
On the calendar, it reads 12 a.m. for the start time.
Oh.
The public wouldn't
Nor would I.
About that.
Yeah. All right, number six, review discussion of possible actions, complaints, hearings, investigations, and compliance. We have no initial reviews. All right, move on to number seven, consent agenda. Possible action applications for licensure. So, I'd entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda as written. Bear with me. We do not have any board reviews. Okay.
Not in the consent agenda.
Correct.
We do have. Okay.
Correct.
This is Bart. I move to approve the consent agenda as presented.
This is Chuck. I second.
It has been moved and seconded to approve the consent agenda as presented. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Jennifer?
Aye.
Hearing no oppositions, the consent agenda has been approved.
She's probably on mute. I had to take off mute.
All right. Number eight, review consideration possible actions applications for licensure. We have letter A, one, George Williams. Disclosure statement.
So, Mr. Chair, this is the one that I said we might need some assistance from the Attorney General's office. Mr. Williams disclosed an arrest from 2012. Let's see. And the date of this court document is November 7th, 2012. And he was a previous licensee, and he renewed his license in October or November of 2013 and did not disclose this arrest.
Yes.
So, Michael, did you hear that? So, sorry.
Good to see you, Michael.
So, you know, I'm, for the record, Michael Rain came in at 9:35. So we were discussing agenda item 8A1, George Williams. He is applying for a new license. He was previously licensed up until, his last license expired on November 1st, 2014. The date on the court document that he uploaded with his application for a new license now is November 7th, 2012. And after this arrest, he renewed his previous license and did not disclose the arrest.
Ms. Chair, I move to move into executive session to obtain legal advice.
A second.
So we moved and seconded to go into executive session for legal advice as of 9:36 a.m. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Hearing no oppositions, we are in executive session.
So normally we would go into the other room, but because we have somebody on the phone, we can't.
And there's one of you and eight of us.
Exactly. We won.
And all we have is a board member on the phone.
Correct.
Yes.
Yes.
Welcome back.
Yeah.
Albeit temporarily.
See the two of you. I don't remember, Mr. Is it Bowman?
I've been here 4 years.
I believe he's. Yeah, I think it's about, I apologize. A lot of time for meeting for telephone.
So people don't.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, you did it. Oh, okay.
All right. So what is the question, you know, as.
Hold on.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry. Okay, we're recording. Okay,
948. Why don't you, if you so desire, obviously, recuse yourself while we're in open session here.
Yes. I'm recusing myself from item 8A, subsection 1.
Okay. And then, Jennifer, if you would repeat your question while we're in open session, please.
Yes. Could you clarify on the application or the renewal application?
So I pulled his file from his expired license and I looked at the application, but unfortunately I did not bring it down here with me. But let's see. I'm just going to look and see the version that would have been out when he had applied. Okay, so the question was, since your last license was granted or your last renewal, whichever is later, have you been arrested, convicted, entered a plea of guilty, nolo contendere, or no contest, or have you been sentenced, served time in jail or prison, or had prosecution deferred in any felony or undesignated offense?
So
it asks if he's been arrested.
Arrested, right.
Okay. And so to clarify, it's not a felony, right?
Correct.
Thank you.
And it was a obviously misdemeanor of non-moral turpitude issue.
Down there and see what hits on the wall.
Certainly.
I'd like to offer licensure to Mr. Williams based on offering a consent agreement whereby we place Mr. Williams on probation for 1 year. And because of the non-disclosure of the incident.
So that would be a violation. Michael, do you happen to know the number of ARS 32-32?
It's 3206 or 8.
Let's see.
I know it's one of those two.
That has to be in the consent agreement, so that's why.
Certainly. Okay.
And with it, and Chief Michelle will put it.
Yes, it's 3208.
And it would just be probation, but no additional requirements.
No other penalties. No other, yes.
And I don't know if you have standard time within which to accept it, but from our discussion in executive session, which I'm not trying to reveal that, but basically if that wasn't accepted, then it would be a denial.
Correct.
For the same basis.
For the same basis.
Failing to disclose a crime while previously licensed.
Correct.
Under 3208. And staff can give him a couple weeks, I think, within which to make that decision. Would that be 10
sure.
days, 14 days, something of that nature?
Whatever.
Depending
I think it's in statute. Don't we have it in either rules or statute?
No.
I mean, it depends on if someone's right here in front of us and they know it, sometimes we'll just say 10 days. But I would sometimes, I've seen boards offer 30-day consent agreements.
Okay.
So you would be approving the license upon an executed consent agreement? So he accepts it and I sign it?
Correct.
Okay. So we don't issue the license until after we have that?
Correct.
Okay.
And if he rejects it or fails to respond, the board will staff will treat it as a denial.
As a denial.
And provide the notice of denial and he'll have the opportunity to request a hearing on denial.
Correct. But there's no penalty other than just being on probation for years.
Okay. Jennifer, would you like to second that motion?
No, but I might have a discussion.
Certainly.
Okay, I'm driving. I'm in the middle of nowhere, Arizona, but I don't understand why we need a consent agreement for non-disclosure when the question posed does not answer the problem that he had, unless I'm missing something, but when Karen read it, she talked about a felony, so he had nothing to disclose as far as I'm tracking.
And let me just read from 3208. So there's the general health care board statutes also require disclosure within a certain period of time after a criminal charge. And 32-3208A states that a health professional who has been charged with a misdemeanor involving conduct that might affect patient safety or a felony after receiving or renewing a license or certificate must notify the health professional's regulatory board in writing within 10 working days after the charge. That clause, that conduct that may affect patient safety, it is pretty broadly interpreted. It's hard to find things that our office hasn't said at least don't apply, just because of, you know,
once you go down
your
that road,
private conduct could reveal inadequacies that could carry over towards the work. my understanding would be this would be a type of charge that typically we'd advise should have been disclosed. So under 3208, there was a requirement to voluntarily disclose this without being asked. I believe that this statute was around at that time, I haven't looked at it.
Wasn't that long ago?
No, it wasn't, and it's been around. But that would be the basis. If the question asked wasn't one that he would have had an answer yes, he would still have had to voluntarily disclose it. But as I said,
and we're assuming that we kept track and that he did disclose, and our staff at that point, who is not the current staff as far as I'm keeping my math straight, kept accurate records.
That would have been me. And I checked his file. There's nothing in there.
Karen was here at the time.
All right, I still don't agree. A year is a lot. He's not even, I could only have jurisdiction over him right now.
That is correct. We do not at the moment. But we do have jurisdiction on whether to provide him with a license or not.
Speaker, read the motion, but no second.
Yeah. Thus far, correct. Jennifer, would you like to provide a motion that may be different than Bart's, since we do not have a second as of yet for his?
No, but you can second it.
Well, this is true, but I'd like to hear your opinion.
I just think a year probation is not consistent with what we've given with other people who are in under our jurisdiction for a similar possible error or oversight on their renewal application.
Okay. Would you like to see a Would you like to see a shorter probation period or none or what?
Yes, a shorter.
Okay.
I'm open to amendment if you would like to amend the motion.
So I'll split it down the middle. I move to amend your motion to extend agreement with the same verbiage for 6 months.
I'll accept that.
So you need a second.
Second.
Well, and I just want to be clear, I think she's understanding that it would still be your motion.
Right.
So we got to make sure the moving party knows their moving. Well,
I have to second her amendment, and then somebody else has to second my motion.
Okay. Yeah. I interpreted what she said as suggesting an amendment to your motion.
Right.
And then you can either accept or reject that without voting on whether that.
Okay.
So you
accept, her amendment?
I accept her amendment.
Okay.
So then we still need a second.
We still need a second.
Now I'll second it.
None of that's actually that important. We all know what's happening.
Yeah. All right.
There you go. Now you're set.
Right. It has been moved and seconded to provide George Williams with a license pending a execution of a consent agenda, or good Lord, consent agreement with 6 months probationary period. Upon completion of signing that, he will be granted a license. If he does not sign that, then he will be denied his license.
In a formal hearing.
In a formal hearing. All those in favor, say aye.
And we need roll call.
Eric Fries,
aye.
Jennifer said aye.
Aye.
That's Bart Peterson.
Hearing.
Aye.
And Mr. Buffman recused.
Right.
Yes.
Hearing no oppositions, Mr. George Williams has been approved. Did you get it all?
Yes.
That one was interesting. All right.
Thank you.
I got over it.
Yeah,
perfect timing.
B1, Caitlin Bowen. So,
Mr. Chair, Ms. Bowen has been in contact with board staff since this arrest happened, and she's been waiting for all of her court dates to be completed. She has one more court date. I believe it's today that we'll have the final outcome of, you know, if they're going to give her any kind of probation or just dismiss it. But we needed to get this in this meeting because her license is due to expire.
And to understand, right, the question is whether to renew, or
yes.
Was this more disciplinary? Okay.
It's whether to renew.
This is a renewal application.
And to the extent, just generally speaking, you could renew and still have, you know, your jurisdiction to open up as a complaint.
This is Chuck. I move for the renewal application on Caitlin Bowen.
So she has her last court date today?
I believe so.
This is Bart. I'll second that motion.
All right. It has been moved and seconded to approve the renewal application of Caitlin Bowen. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Chuck is aye.
Aye.
Jennifer's aye.
Bart is aye.
Eric's aye. Hearing no oppositions, Caitlin Bowen has been renewed. C, incomplete applications. We've got obviously one initial and there are five renewals, any one of which do we need to be concerned?
No.
Okay.
So Scott Berenger,
well, let's see.
Is the licensure expired on 2016?
Yeah.
Yes.
So we're not concerned about him because he's still in that three-year window. Is that right?
Correct. He's still considered a reinstatement.
Reinstatement.
But he cannot practice until
right.
The board approves it, which would happen to happen at a board meeting.
Nor can Jordan Light or Angel Walk, because they are expired as of 18.
Correct.
Number 9, review, discussion, and possible actions, board business and reports. Does anybody just off the cuff here want to quote unquote skip A and go to BC and then come back?
That's acceptable to me.
Chuck?
That's fine.
Jennifer, you all right with that?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. So let's just go to B, 2018 board statistics. Kara.
Okay, so I thought it would be nice, now that 2018 is over, to summarize what has happened with this board. We processed 791 applications, and that includes both initial and renewals. We've had we've processed 7 complaints. Of those, and I failed to put another tab in there, so they fall under item 2. 3 have been dismissed. 1 has resulted in non-discipline. 2 have resulted in discipline, and 1 is still open.
Your question is?
I'm questioning which one is still open.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I haven't processed it yet.
Okay.
Then moving on to 9C, is that okay?
Yep, absolutely.
The executive director's report, item 1, financial report. We have not received the December financial report from CSB. I reported at the last meeting that we had a little bit of cushion for the end of the year. However, the Occupational Therapy Board, through legislation that passed without myself or Susie from CSB catching, had the Occupational Therapy Board paying all of the rent for both agencies.
Again.
So we're looking at ways to help out the Occupational Therapy Board.
Right.
Otherwise, they'll be in a negative at the end of the fiscal year. So,
what would that process look like?
It's just, so for instance, the copier that we share with the Respiratory Care Therapy Board, the Occupational Therapy Board normally pays for that, but the Athletic Training Board definitely has the responsibility to pay for half of it, so we can start kicking in some money for that, and there are a couple of other things that...
So in other words, there are means... in order to do that appropriately.
Yes.
So it comes
without
out
having the Athletic Training Board come into a deficit.
Right, so, right, yeah. All right. But at the same time, keeping the OT board from going into the red as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So invariably, there are methods to keep that kosher between the two.
Yes.
So to speak.
And I just have to make sure that I abide by the statewide accounting manual.
Right.
So.
Right.
So that's the tricky part.
And that's by statute? So there's no way around the rent?
The rent thing? Yeah, there's no way around it. So what I'm working on now is how to prevent that from happening this coming July.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Let's see. 9C2, review of recent board staff activities. We have Amber here now. She's doing an awesome job.
Please stay.
I've reported to you before that I was the business owner for the e-licensing program, and I represented all 13 agencies in regards to e-licensing. I stepped down from that position because it was too much for me to do, along with handling the two agencies. So... best decision I've ever made.
You did a great job.
Fair enough.
Well, so far we've had two business owners. Each one has lasted 6 months.
Okay. Then.
So I handed it off to someone at private post-secondary, and he's doing a very good job. Okay. Item 9D, administrative project status, policies and procedures. Those are being updated, and I need to make sure that I have certain ones done by, I believe, probably April, so that when the Auditor General's office comes back, we have those in place, and our staff has been properly trained on them. And then lastly, board automation or e-licensing, that is still... it's still working, but we have some glitches because when the system went down for like 2 weeks or 10 days, they had to revert back to old programming, so we lost some of the fixes that we had done, so we have to get those fixed again.
Get the bugs back out again.
Okay. Okay, item 9E, update on requests for exemption from rulemaking. I sent the request to the governor's office, and I'm waiting to hear back. I believe it was only 9 rules in this package, or it might have even been 7. I think it was just 7. So I anticipate that those will get approved, or the exemption from the rulemaking moratorium will be approved, and we'll be able to do a rule package this spring. And then also, now that the legislature's back, I have to get in contact probably with Heather Carter to try to get some bills, or at least one bill,
please,
sponsored. So, and then after that, we'll have another
rules
package.
Right, right. Have you been in contact with Heather Carter's office at all thus far? No? Okay.
No. Today's their first day back.
Oh, gotcha. All right.
Okay, and then finally, moving on to item 10. This is the review to discuss and possible action regarding seeking an exemption and initiating a rule package to reduce the reinstatement fee and duplicate license fee. I had an opportunity to look at the other states, and they are just all over the board. So I thought I went ahead and included that in the request for the exemption from the rulemaking moratorium. And we can, you know, still continue to look at the numbers and decide what's right for us. But if we end up deciding that we don't want to change that rule, then no harm, no foul.
Right. Yeah, so. Right. Since we're, I guess, since the rest of the country is all over the map, we're probably in the middle anyways.
Right.
Invariably.
And with the Occupational Therapy Board, a lot of their requests were similar. We already got the response back from the governor's office on that one. And Emily Rojokovic, her the public advisor, or what, I can't remember what her title is, or the governor's advisor on regulation. Anyway, she was very happy with the offering a discounted fee for military members and veterans and their spouses. So that's good.
There. Okay. Done with number 10?
Yes.
All right, let's come back up to 9A, election of board officers.
I'd like to nominate Eric Fries for chair.
Like the second?
It has been moved and seconded to approve me, that's awkward, as chair of the board. All those in favor? Roll call vote. Sorry. Jennifer?
Aye.
Chuck? Aye.
Bart? Aye.
I'm not voting for myself, so I'll
abstain.
I'll abstain, yep. By a vote of 3-0-1, remain as chair. Vice chair nomination?
I'd like to nominate Chuck as vice chair.
I'll second that. Jennifer?
Aye.
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 Hearing no oppositions, Chuck is nominated as and elected as vice chair. If you accept the nomination. Scared me.
Afterwards,
exactly. Okay. Number 11, future agenda items. Anybody have anything for that? Nada? Nada. Jennifer, any future agenda items?
No, thank you for asking.
You're welcome. Call to the public. We have two public. Either one of you had anything specific?
Happy New Year. No comments at this time.
Okay. No, Dave? Okay. All right. I would entertain a motion to adjourn the meeting as of 10:14 a.m.
This is Bart. I move to adjourn at 10:14 a.m.
Second.
So we move and seconded to adjourn the meeting as of 10:14 a.m. All those in favor, Jennifer Fadley.
Aye.
Mark Peterson.
Aye.
Chuck Boffman.
Aye.
Eric Fries. Aye. We are officially adjourned.
Can I keep this in?